Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dogs and cats, fish and birds.
It's time for the Liquidiser right here on Community Radio, blasting out a semaphore in the western suburbs of Adelaide, the traditional lands of the Kaurna people.
And we are going to take you on a voyage through random tunes and vaguely entertaining news stories. A voyage, I say, over the next 2 hours.
My name's Charlotte.
My name's John.
And you can join us, the conversation on the Facebook page, The Liquidiser.
You may well hear some the occasional swear or challenging concept right from the very start, so consider yourself warned.
And we're going to kick off tonight's proceedings by one of the randomest stories of the week. It's about a bloke who broke the Guinness Book of World Records record for balancing a lawnmower on his chin.
Chase the game, need y'all, need to hear y'all, much as I see y'all. The game's in a state of total recall. I, when you gon' drop, niggas been saying y'all hot. Truly, since rhymes seen it could rule water the bush, Hollywood live in unity. I hear what you saying, but we ain't playing. This is all from the mind, dictated from the heart. Predicated by the ears, by the eyes, what I heard, what I saw. Medicated by the words, by the drink, by the bras. Guess I really gotta go through it. A nigga need pain to create better music. The pattern is habitually abusive. We ain't dropped cause we been going through it, get it? That's why we make the best music, is it? quantity or quality. These sort of absence of harmony. If you the God, knowledge, my quality. We the illest, really, not probably. Not to be cocky, but it'll never be done sloppily. Classic material makes monopolies.
Color and change back in the place. Another classic ain't nothing changed. Welcome to change.
Come on. Scientific is trendsetters ahead of the rest of the pack. We give it to that.
Yeah. And ain't nobody do it the same. The game needs us to come and ask for balancing things.
Get it far, come on. Get it far, come on. Self-scientific nigga for real.
Man, I hear it all the time. My nigga, you gon' blow. You can snap these rap cats in half with one blow. But without clapping gats and match with dumb hoes, niggas might not attack the rap for combo. And it's whack, so we keep a sack control. With classical production at a pack to show. And I'm a Libra, y'all. So I balance the scales to see if you can handle Los Angeles tales. Not tooting my own horn, I'm shooting with pro form. Feel like a father when a new flow is born. Yeah, and while I got y'all in listening range, I would like to take the time to welcome y'all to change. Like God's work, can't nobody do it the same. And not one nigga in my camp would do it for fame. Yeah, not for the pursuit of personal gain. With the influence of power to bring a person to change.
Color and chase back in the place. Another classic, ain't nothing changed. Walk with the change, come on.
Just not cracking our backs for more action. Los Angeles.
Yeah. And can't nobody do it the same. The game needs us to come and add some balance of things.
Self-scientific's back in the building. The real isn't, so listen, niggas. We motivate niggas to find something inside. In the tradition of rap's great minds. The album is neglected, we tryna perfect it. The game is one-sided, we a whole new perspective. The name self-scientific shall be pleased to remain amongst those that are considered the greats. We came from an era when we argue all day about who's the illest MC. Rock him up, Big Daddy Jane. Khalil and Chase only carry the torch, holding the flame and represent that shit nowadays. It takes time to make something amazing, and a whole lot of chronic to get your mind where Jesus is, and a whole lot of knowledge from the corner to college. A real nigga and a certified scholar, dedicated to making the best product and audible presentation of my life is what I author. You can fight it, my nigga, but why bother? We went from the most slip to make me an offer. Our sound is now sought out by popular artists, but they can't duplicate the style of sound regardless. Chase wrote unforgettable numbers. Los Angeles, come to Los Angeles.
We're gonna do it like this right now. My man, Evidence. From Dallas, exclusive freestyle.
That finished a bit quickly. I wonder if it's supposed to. I wonder if that was the theme tune to that program that we watch.
Better Call Saul.
That's it. I should warn the lovely listeners, we were both fast asleep, not 40 minutes ago. And it's only by a sheer stroke of luck that we left the heating on full blast and I was about to suffocate that we're here at all, because it made me wake up and look at what the time was.
So luckily you've got us.
You lucky people. Thanks to Dave for the last 2 hours of Trash and Treasure. And get well soon, Emma.
You just heard the human being lawnmower from MC5. A child and his lawnmower from Dead Kennedys. And Balance from Self Scientific featuring Combo.
For the bloke, the American bloke from New York. Assuming he's American then. Might not be. Who broke the world record for walking a distance with a lawnmower balanced on his nose.
Chin. Who knew there was such a thing? How did he even think to himself, oh, that sounds a cool thing to do? Bizarre. Anyway, there you go.
Anywho.
So we're talking news. We find all of the interesting things that have been going on in the world, and then we play some nice tunes.
All of them. And this is about the thing that's going to take over from fidget spinners, apparently. The thing that is a... where is it? A thing that's like a... it's a little crossbow for firing toothpicks.
I don't think it is going to take over from fidget spinners. It's just one of those things that are like, oh, scary toys for kids. But yeah, they're mini crossbows and you shoot toothpicks with them, which sounds a bit of a stupid idea.
However, they're online for 80p. It costs
80p. That's so
about
cheap.
$1.40.
Although parents
getting cheaper all the time.
Parents in China are calling for the latest toy craze to be banned because they fear, for safety reasons, that it could, you could take somebody's eye out with it.
Me Eye by the Royals in honour of the next craze, the next thing craze that's going to sweep the nation, the toothpick crossbow.
I thought we were going to play Piss Christ.
Why?
To go off on things. Wouldn't crossbows
go off on you?
No,
that's it's not Piss Christ.
Well, that's what it says here.
It's Napalm Death.
That's what it says.
What does it say?
Oh, that's the wrong story.
If you, what you find, what I find is a good idea, when you've got lists of things, right, is put your finger underneath. As you're reading, put your finger underneath and then follow it across. If you struggle with that, get a ruler.
I have just been in a tattooist chair for 2.5 hours.
Having a snooze?
No! being poked at with a needle in my armpit. It's not been pleasant. I'm not myself tonight. It'll be worth it, though, in the end, I'm sure. All my vanity.
It will be.
You reckon? I'm doubting it right now, as I've got a very sore and numb arm.
But we were talking about Napalm Death. And,
we were,
yeah,
yes.
Because Napalm Death, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are coming to Adelaide. Woo!
Woo!
Brummy merchants.
That was lovely.
See, I could be a Napalm Death. But they've also been all over the news because the bloke, the singer out of Napalm Death, has been trying to teach... what's that bloke?
Ed Miliband. He was a former Labour Party politician and now, obviously,
most
failed.
Famous for eating a bacon sandwich and being portrayed. Would you believe the state of British politics was that they used him eating a bacon sandwich in an ungainly manner against him and he lost the election? People's votes were apparently swayed by him eating a bacon sandwich in an ungainly manner.
And now he's consigned to radio presenting. Barney Greenway from Napalm Death went on his radio show and tried to teach him how to do extreme metal vocals, which was really funny.
I still haven't listened to it, actually.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's brilliant because it's such an Alan Partridge moment. Oh. And, he didn't quite do as well as you did just then.
Well, you know, I'm
Well, you're a seasoned pro.
I'm a seasoned old pro. Yeah, I can turn my hand to anything. Bit of trumpet. I'm like the Roy Castle of vocal styles. Bit of scat.
Scatman John.
Love a bit of scat, me.
We're anyway, going to do some tunes on that later,
this is Napalm Death with... I know you shouldn't really like a cover version of someone's as your favourite record of a band, but Napalm Death's cover of the Cardiacs to go off and things is my favourite Napalm Death. That's because I'm a massive Cardiacs fan. As you are, Charlotte, as well.
And you love Napalm Death. What could be better? The two things together. Oh, and by the way, yes, they're playing in October at Fowler's, headlining a metal fest.
Oh, and I'm going to have to rewind, as they used to say in the old days, in blues parties and places. Napalm's Death cover of the Cardiacs to go off and things, which was done on a compilation record kind of thing for Tim Smith, as a Tim Smith benefit, because Tim Smith had a stroke a few years ago and was in need of a bit of dosh, really.
It's quite a long song for them as well.
And melodic.
Yes. Mm. Beautiful piece of music. And I'm going to throw that out to Lizzie, who's listening over in Bristol in the UK, because she hasn't joined us for a while. It's lovely to have you back.
Oh, is she back on the old Facebook page? The Facebook page is The Liquidiser on WOW FM. G'day, Lizzie. Hope you're well.
And we're broadcasting on the FM, or you can listen to us anytime you like on radioactiveinternational.org.
If you're in the area, you could probably come and press your ear against the door and listen to us in that manner.
It is a bit cold outside.
Yeah, it is. It's bloody chilly out there tonight. That's horrible.
So we're talking news stories, what's been happening in the world, and we're playing songs about it. And the next story is about poo.
This is from CBS Sports. Poop doping. Yes, poop doping could become a thing in competitive cycling because there's got to be a biological reason for this. I'm reading it.
Well,
now,
it's not actually a story really about poop doping. I have read it, and it's more of a story about fecal transplants.
Now, I was telling you all about fecal transplants.
You were. You're quite a fan of the idea of fecal transplants, and I must admit, I'm quite tempted myself after reading this.
Because apparently, and I'm not reading this off the thing, but I've read this before, correct me if I'm wrong, is that if you're a really skinny person, if you're a really fat person who metabolises their food in a way that makes you fat, I can't remember if that's slow or slowly, right? And you find yourself a really skinny person and have a poop transplant, you'll start to metabolise your food really quickly and become skinny.
This woman who was a microbiologist and a cyclist, she'd been feeling pretty poorly for ages, and she was finishing off her PhD and she couldn't get the help that she needed. So she gave herself a fecal transplant from a competitive cyclist.
Right.
And like almost straight away, she was saying how it was working on a microscopic level and made her internal systems healthier. And she was training 5 days a week rather than just two after a few months after the transplant. And she's done a lot of work now investigating how this works.
So there's no mention of poop doping anywhere in the story. It's a bit bogus, isn't it?
We have uncovered
the press for what they are, purveyors of untruths. Who knew? Anyway, you were talking about Piss Christ earlier. Piss Christ from Victoria, Melbourne, probably. Fantastic band. We were lucky enough to see them in Castlemaine very recently, and it wasn't in Castlemaine, it was somewhere else.
It was at Such Is Life Festival.
Such Is Life Festival in the middle of nowhere in Victoria. And this is Same Old Shit. Christ, same old shit for the poop transplant / doping, not / doping story that we just talked about. We won't talk about it again.
You're listening to The Liquidizer with me, Charlotte.
And me, John.
And we're here for another hour and a half of top tunes. And so we've been scouring, and people have been suggesting stories, and we've been scouring the world of news for interesting stories. And if you were listening a few weeks ago, you would have heard the story about the Jammy Dodger theft. Well, this one's quite similar, but this time they're stealing avocados.
Trio charged with $300,000 avocado theft. There you go. Where was it? California, it was. These men have stolen. Is it three men?
Jeez.
Oh, I can't even read.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so tired, I can't even read.
Oh, my goodness. So they were employees of one of the world's biggest avocado distributors, and they'd for many years. And because avocados have like gotten so popular and spiked in prices, they found that they'd been siphoning them off.
Problem is, though, you'd have about a day to sell them. People say, oh, no, they're too hard, I don't want one. Or they'd say, it's too soft.
Well, our own daughter was berating me this morning, absolutely berating me. She was berating my avocado buying skills, saying that I had no idea how to buy an avocado. I told her to bugger off to the shop and buy her own expensive avocados. She was complaining they were too hard.
Well, they are.
It's tricky.
It is tricky. But then you can't buy them too soft either.
No, you can't. Yeah, that's what I said to her.
Well, you know, the younger generation, they used to buy them in cafes at vastly inflated prices. That's why they'll never own a house.
That's right.
They'll never own our house because we'll be bankrupt for all the freaking avocados we buy. I don't ever get a sniff at an avocado in our house. Can't remember the last time I ate a bit of an avocado.
That's because your daughter eats them all when she's not berating me about them.
I'm very partial to an avocado, me.
Yeah, they're lovely.
Yeah.
Let's have some tunes.
Thank you. murders, less sharp practice, less kidnapping. And if pornography is to sex what McDonald's is to food, you'll understand the top of Olympic sponsors doesn't put me in a very good mood.
Smash it up and start again. Smash it up and start again. Smash it up and start again. Smash it up and start again.
The press are all the same. They say capital is the only game in town. Stop listening to today. Put your Daily Mail away. Watching real news or reading indie media, because there is an alternative we just need people to hear.
Smash it up and start again. Smash it up and start again. Smash it up and start again. Smash it up and start again.
Try confiscating every fortune over £10 million. We could pay off all the debt, cure world hunger if we shared it all around. It's what Bono wanted to do, but he didn't have a clue that actually we'd use pretty much all of his money to
smash it up.
We should invest in the people, not in their bosses, and make it illegal to profit from their losses. So smash it up and start again. The benefit of hand and brain belongs to us all.
Smash it up and start again. Smash it up and start again. Smash it up and start again. Smash it up and start again.
Smash it up.
Smash it up and start again. Smash it up and start again. Smash it up and start again. Smash it up and start again.
That was Smash It Up and Start Again, in case you hadn't gathered, by Steve White and the Protest Family.
And of course, Smash It Up from The Damned, parts one and two, all because we did a story about avocados.
Because as if part two of Smash It Up by The Damned wasn't bad enough, wasn't enough indication that The Damned, by the time of Machine Gun Etiquette, had jumped the shark to such an extent that they would never recover. They tagged a little part one on there as well. God, The Damned were terrible after their first album.
Oh, stop it.
Did a band ever sink so low so quickly?
No. Yes. I think no. Yes. I don't
terrible.
Agree. I don't
terrible.
Agree. I think there's much worse bands in the world.
But the first album, absolutely fantastic from start to finish.
I
one of the great albums
the
of
Damned.
All time. Only because you fancy Dave Vanian because you're a bit of a goth. That's all that is. That's what that's about.
And I once stood next to Captain Sensible.
I once stood next to Dave Vanian.
Did you?
Yeah. At the Fulham Greyhound, watching Screaming Lord Sutch.
I thought you stood next to Captain Sensible too.
Nah.
All right, just me then. So we've both had our Damned encounters, yeah?
Mm.
Okay. I don't know what
I've
else
I've never
to say
seen
on
the
that.
Damned, I've got to say. I've seen most bands over the years. Most bands. I haven't seen most bands.
Most bands in the world
most
ever.
Most bands I want to. I've never seen The Damned. But look, people went to see them last year, a lot of people. I noticed on that that thing called Facebook. And thought they were very good. People saying they're very good. People who I would have thought would know better than to go and see the band.
I think that's a terrible thing to say. I think that's wrong.
Anyway,
I think they're nice people. Thank you very much.
Cockney socialists. Steve White and the protest family there. Supporters of the mighty Leighton Orient. The once again mighty Leighton Orient. Now in the National League. It's been... I was going to say, see, you wouldn't know this. If you ever get a kick in the balls, the best thing about kicking the balls is when the pain goes away, right? And as an Orient fan, the pain has finally gone away this week after 3 years of being owned by an absolute imbecile.
I think he was worse than an imbecile person.
I'm trying not to be sued by a mafia person.
Even I have felt the relief this week as they have been saved.
Yes. Saved by a famous donut manufacturer that's not Krusty Kreme or whatever they're called.
And so we'll be playing football and rising from the flames like...
Well, you say playing football, you could probably get a game over there because I haven't actually got any players at the moment, but we'll see.
Because I've got no money to pay them either.
You know, we'll see what happens. Anyway, it's very good news. Just thought I'd mention that.
And quite a telling story for tonight's show, seeing as we don't seem very able to string two words together or remember our own names, is the sciencey story of the week, which is all about memories.
Yeah, scientists have selectively erased memories in snails. Now, Thomas in Philadelphia put this story up and said, this is your boring science story of the week. And whilst initially it seems interesting... It is pretty boring. It's too boring to read, really.
Well, it's about PTSD, but I didn't get... I was so bored that I didn't get to the snails. What have they done with the snails?
They've erased their memories.
How can you erase a snail memory?
I don't know how
do you know that a snail has a memory?
Maybe they remember
that's
everything.
Blowing my mind.
I hadn't even thought about that, to be honest.
What kind of memories do they have?
I don't know. They've probably got better memories than us.
I'm seeing snails in a new light. I was being horrible about them on a recent story that we had.
I personally think you should own your pain and carry it with you like a
shell on your back.
Like a crown of thorns.
like a shell on your back.
I love it. Which I listened to when I got the joke a bit earlier.
What?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, something to do with snails and memories.
Yeah, I could have erased... I might have gone for erasing the last 3 years of being a Leighton Orient fan out of my memory. It's been terribly painful.
But then you wouldn't be there to enjoy the rise from the ashes.
If you never had a kick in the balls, you don't know how good it feels when the pain goes off. We'll be right back.
blue eye, looking in the mirror, and I think of you. So I'm smashing the pieces and go downstairs. I want that to run to meet someone I knew. It could have been God, but I think it was you. So I'm getting on, man. Don't care.
Forget Your Life, No Means No.
Forget from Subhumans.
What's before that? Fading Memory by Decadence Within.
And first up was Public Image Limited with Memories. And I've got a love-hate thing about Public Image Limited, but as the years have gone on, I've really quite started to like them.
I'll give you the definitive answer to that then, shall I?
Oh, what, because you are the definitive, like, oracle of all things music?
Yes.
Is that the case?
First album, genius. Metal Box, second album, genius. From which that track came. Only problem with Metal Box is if you had an original Metal Box copy in its metal box, you could never listen to it without your mum telling you off for taking the biscuits.
Okay. I got a bit lost there, sorry. I was thinking about the time that me and Lizzie, who's listening in tonight, we managed to get hold of some Public Image Limited tickets in Bristol one night, and then we decided we didn't want to go because we wanted to go out and get drunk instead. And so we sold them outside the venue. Went and got drunk instead. And we could have actually gone to see them. The things you do with your misspent youth. Sorry, Lizzie, but...
Don't call Lizzie a misspent youth.
And while we're on that topic, just to give some shout-outs and some love to people who are listening.
Well, I was going to link it. I was going to into that, you see. I was going to say, because two of them bands came from the West Country. Hereford, No Means No.
Decadence Within.
The finest straight edge hardcore band from Hereford
ever.
And Subhumans from Bath, right?
Yeah.
Or wherever, somewhere around
Wiltshire.
There.
Wiltshire, yeah.
And if you go a bit further west, you come to Ireland, where Thomas is at the moment, not in Philadelphia, but in Ireland with
Thomas.
His brother.
Thomas
Rufus,
not in Philadelphia.
And probably the other brother as well, the other brother who keeps it on the down low.
And everybody seems to be over in Ireland at the minute. Carl, usually of Melbourne.
Is he in Ireland again?
Yes, he's in Ireland again. And in fact, John, as in John, twin of Thomas, he just got back from Ireland.
Bloody hell.
Everybody's doing it. Woolies in Ireland.
Woolies in Ireland, yeah, bloody hell.
Everybody's there. Well, hopefully they're enjoying some of the tunes.
So the next story is that a sinkhole, and this is from Forbes magazine, sinkhole forms in front of Trump's Mar-a-Lago. Twitter response is huge. Now, look, it's a 4-foot by 4-foot sinkhole because he's had some water repairs done.
Yeah, but that's not the point, is it? The point is that it's a metaphor. The point is that a sinkhole opens in front of his house, signifying the end of the world, maybe. Or at least the end of Trump or something.
Well, have we become frigging cavemen who believe in, you know, what has the world become? What's happening? Why is that playing there? I don't know. I'm just going to play this. Bong water. Make it all go away.
We just had sex on dates. We couldn't be bothered because we were too close in a friendship way to go home and have sex, because that would be ridiculous.
My Islamic chauffeur will get us all killed, driving like that. And we was going to Hollywood on the country roads, the back roads, tobacco roads, drive along. New traditionalists will get us all killed. Just like your mom, it's just like your mom, mountain mama, where I belong.
This is your mystery. This new is a gorgeous sight to see, the mystery home. You've been around,